But before we do that, more importantly, we're going to have a chat to Jody Thompson, who's Ricky Thompson's sister and a local trainer. Ricky tragically died in a car accident about 10 years ago. He was a former picnic jockey, and the Thompson family donates trophies to the winning owners, trainers and jockeys, and normally entertain friends and family in a marquee for the duration of the day. Jody, thanks very much for having a chat. Obviously, today is always an emotional day, and this year very different to years gone by.
Yeah, look, it is completely different. There's a few of us just come up to the luncheon at Kilmore in the Alfresco area, and there's a group of close family and friends down at Max Irish Pub at Kilmore in the beer garden that we've just done a little function at the back there, obviously limited numbers and stuff like that. But, yeah, we've still been able to get together and have a good time.
Is this the function with the Loader family is involved as well?
Oh, look, Vinnie Loader was a really close friend of ours. We've known him for a long, long time. Obviously, he's on the board at Kilmore and stuff like that. And obviously, he just passed away in the corona. And it was the first time that, you know, they've just put his race on today as well. So it was great to catch up with Jenny and his kids here that are here today too.
Yeah, well, we spoke to you. You sound to have a positive voice today, and Sean, Vinloader's son, did as well. So it sounds like the function you're having has been a nice day, basically.
Look, Kilmore, they're fantastic little club. I think they're going places. We're lucky enough we've got the Pokies here. And, it, you know, it's a club on the way up. So I think, you know, they've done a fantastic job today, and not only that, over the last 15 years, you know, they've always looked after us fantastic, you know, whatever we've sort of wanted, you know, we have the rug and things like that, but even today, you know, obviously we can't do any presentations, but they've took the rug down and put it on the horse and got photos and stuff like that, so it's, you know, just fantastic. I couldn't, you know, it doesn't matter what CEO's been in at Kilmore, they've always done a fantastic job to look after our family anyway.
Hey, Jody, tell us a bit about Ricky.
Ricky, he was a wild boy. Obviously, all us kids, we sort of grew up riding ponies and stuff like that. He was very good riding buck jumpers and getting bad horses going. He used to do a lot of that around here. He was about 6 foot tall and wanted to get his amateur license. I think he had two rides for two laughs. One of them was his own horse. I probably shouldn't say it, but he had a decent old bet on it at Yarra Glen one day. A horse Ernie Hewitt gave him called Jandaroo. And he had a fair-sized bet on himself and went out and run a nice old laugh.
Oh, that didn't work out well.
No. But anyway, he was, and, you know, probably a sad thing. He just got his trainer's license through about 3 days after he passed away. So that was, you know, it was something he always sort of wanted to do.
Yeah, and sorry, keep going. I cut you off.
No, that's all right. He just, you know, he'd worked hard to get it. And he had two young kids. A job and a couple of horses in work, and his ticket come through in the mail a couple of days later.
Yeah, that is sad, but he is remembered today in the last race. And you train horses yourself, Jody, out at there at Kilmore. Have we got any that we should be following from your stable?
They're going a bit ordinary, actually. Oh, they're sort of knocking on the door, but we didn't have nothing good enough to come today anyway. But there's a few nice babies coming along, probably a couple of preparations off, maybe Imperial King or Double Dink in the next month or so. They go all right if I can pick the right races.
Jody, the family does so much in terms of what you donate with trophies and making today very special. How important is today for keeping the memory of Ricky alive?
Oh, look, I'm just amazed at how many people each year that, you know, some people you don't see because they're not in racing, but then obviously the first few years, like, well, no, first 10 years, I don't know how long Kilmore Cup's been transferred to today. It used to be in February, March, but it's just got bigger and bigger, and I think, you know, a couple of times we've had like 180, 200 people come through the tent. Not everyone stays, you know, for the whole day, but so many people just come through and stay for a couple of hours and stuff like that. And you have that many people sending you messages, you know, via Facebook or phone calls and stuff like that. It's just amazing. You know, Cole Hodges, there's always a meeting in New South Wales. Cole Hodges never fails to mention the day through here. You know, he's mates with Dad. And things like that. So it's just, it's amazing sort of how much it's really sort of kicked on, really.
Well, we're definitely thinking of the family today, Jody, and hopefully, most importantly as well, we can back a winner in the Ricky Thompson Memorial Handicap at Kilmore. So thanks for joining us today, and we wish you all the best and enjoy the time with your family today.
No worries. Thanks very much.